losing the ability to eat was huge. Food is like part of our everyday lives, and people bond over dinner. The underlying condition that's causing everything is Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, and that's a collagen disorder. My body doesn't make collagen correctly, and my joints dislocate, my skin is stretchy, and it caused my intestines to stop working. That caused everything to kind of just spiral out of control, and I haven't been able to eat for 3 years.
You can take everything I have. You can break everything I am, like I'm made of glass.
I'm fed through a central line. I've had 75 surgeries and still going strong.
Go on and try to tear me down. I will be rising from the ground like a skyscraper. Like a skyscraper.
A good day for me is when I don't dislocate every joint and my pain's okay for the day, or I feel like I can go out and do something. A bad day would be when I wake up and I can't walk on my own. It's taught me so much. It's taught me, you know, to really appreciate those good moments, to help others. I wouldn't change anything.
You can take everything I have. You can break everything I am, like I'm made of glass.
A year ago, I almost died. That hits me, and it's everything is really truly a gift.
Go on and try to tear me down. I will be rising from the ground like a skyscraper. Like a skyscraper.
I want what everybody else wants. I want to be able to go off to college, get a job, have a family. At the same time, being realistic, I don't think that that's going to happen. It's like a constant battle, but I fight myself mentally with it, just because if I live every day thinking that I'm going to become nothing in life, that's what I'm going to be.
You can take everything I have. You can break everything I am, like I'm made of glass.
I need to at least strive to have the normal life that I want, whether or not it works out.
Go on and try and tear me down. I will be rising from the ground like a skyscraper.
It's really easy to lose your faith and be like, well, I'm just gonna succumb to this disease. For me, it was huge when I had my doctors and my nurses and child life there cheering me on, letting me know that I could do it and that I'm not alone. That was life-changing for me.